What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
Our show, hour number two, the phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. Now, parents are getting more and more involved with the education of their children, which they should. I remember, you know, PTA and so forth and so on. But over in San Diego, there was a little bit of a kerfuffle between between the parents and the teachers, again, over some of the activities in the school. In this case, parents were protesting over the queerest Halloween party and drag show being promoted by the schools, okay? And so that was really kind of a mess over there. All right, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Brian in Pennsylvania. Hello, Brian. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, can you hear me okay?
Yes, you're on the air.
All right, I promise I won't attack anybody. I just want to address, I'm not going to do anything so that way you don't have to kick me off right away. This is something, it's actually really important. Marco, I think on Wednesday, was talking about drinking water, and he was saying about using a life straw, if I remember correctly, using in bottles of water. This is one thing that I do to I did to my house, and I did it to my mom's house, and I did it to my brothers and my sisters. On Amazon, I don't like to use Amazon, but they have them. They're DuPont whole house filters. They use a 10-inch by 2.5-inch filter. And if you put more than one of them together, like I string three together. So I have in the first one, I'll have a 5-micron filter. In the second one, I'll have a 1-micron. And in the third one, I have a charcoal filter. So that way, it gets rid of so much. Like every 6 months, you could just see how nasty these filters look. And just recently, my wife's friend was complaining that her water was a problem. And so I did the same thing for her. And just after 1 month, she took out the first filter. It was like almost black. Like something was going on with her water that it was just, she said that she didn't even like to bathe just because the water was so bad. And after I put those filters in for her, she was like, oh my God, I can drink the water again. I can shower. It's like, she's like, the water doesn't stink anymore. But those filters were just so nasty. And this is something that everybody should try to do. They're real cheap. The filters are the more expensive part, but I think the DuPont, the whole house filter part that you put on, I think they're like less than $20. And they use a 3/4-inch female thread, and you can string them together using either ice solder with copper. I prefer that, but you can use PEX or CPVC they make and everything. And that is something absolutely important. Everybody should, and you put it on the line coming into your house. Don't put it on something after your water filter, or not your water filter, your water heater.
Okay.
If you can filter out your chlorine, you'll actually maintain a lot longer lifespan of your water heater. Because the chlorine actually eats the steel inside your tank. It's like, I wish they would stop putting the chlorine in the water. I hate that. I complain about the chlorine so much. And putting those filters on, you will massively see a massive taste. Your water will taste like it's supposed to. And you'll notice that you won't feel quite as scummy. Like, it takes a lot of the hard water out of it, so your water will soften up, so you won't have to rely on a water softener as much. It's the most important thing you can do to your house is putting on those house filters. Like I said, you can even get the bigger ones. They make much bigger ones. I think they're like 10 by 4 inches, but they're a little bit more expensive, and I just use the 10 by 2.5. I find that they work great. Unless you have like 6 or 7 people living in your house where you're really going through a lot of water, if you're just using 2,000 or 3,000 gallons a month, the little ones will be perfect for 6 months. And like I said, that's the absolute most vital thing you can do to your water is filter that water using those house filters. You cannot, trust me, like you'll doubt me until you look at that water. When you take that filter off after 6 months and you see the color from going from pure white to this brown, like sludge look, you'll be like, oh my God, I've been drinking that water. Or I've been letting that water touch me in a shower. It's
along with the water filters, if you're concerned about the water where you happen to be, you can go out on either Amazon or eBay and you can buy these little water test kits, that will test for several different things, and you can run the test and determine the quality of your water. Now, we're very lucky here in Indiana. The water is expensive, but it is very good water.
Well, that's fantastic. Another thing I want to say is, you said, do you have natural gas or do you have oil heat or propane? I don't know what you have.
We have natural gas here.
Okay, you count yourself extremely lucky. That's what my mom has, because my mom lives, I don't actually live in Philadelphia. I don't know where that came from. I live in central Pennsylvania. I live in 814 area code.
Okay.
So it's like pretty much the central of Pennsylvania. I said I visit Philadelphia because my ex-girlfriend used to live down there, and I'd go and see her every now and again. But I live in central Pennsylvania. So my mom lives in a city where she has natural gas. I live outside the city, and I have oil heat. And the oil is now up to $5.89 per gallon of oil heat for heating oil. And last year I thought it was bad because it was up to $2.99. Last winter it was $2.99 a gallon. This year it's almost triple or almost double the price. It's just ridiculous.
And it's going to be a heavy winter too.
Yeah, and so I went and bought a pellet stove to actually fix the problem last year, because I thought $3 was expensive. So last year I bought a pellet furnace to supplement the heat. So that way the pellets, because pellets are only $280 a ton, and 280 or a ton of pellets equal about 175 gallons of heating oil. So it's a big price reduction difference. But this year my control board for it failed. So I called the manufacturer to get one, and they have no control board because they can't get them anymore from China.
Yeah, that's a problem.
So I have a $3,000 pellet furnace that's now basically scrap metal.
Well, I mean, how complicated is the control board?
I'm hoping that I can, it's fairly simple. It's like an old rudimentary style board. I'm hoping that I can just locate the capacitors that failed and replace them.
Okay.
That's what my hope is, because the board generally isn't fried out. I tested most of the capacitors, but what it is, the capacitor that controls the auger motor is what failed. And I'm hoping that I can get a soldering gun.
That sounds like an easy fix. That does sound like an easy fix. Yeah.
I'm very much hoping I can repair that board, because I can't afford like $2,000 for heat this year. I mean, that's I don't know who can. My wife works at a thrift store, and the people constantly come in asking if the thrift store has help for people with heating oil, because it's just so insanely expensive.
Yeah, it is.
And that's one thing that I wish Pudding Brains would stop doing is start drilling. We need our own reliable heating source.
Yes, we do.
Fuel source.
Biden created this mess, and everybody knows it. I mean, he stopped drilling on public lands here. He shut down the Keystone XL pipeline. Just bad decision after bad decision after bad decision, and now we've been painted into a corner, and I can understand why people are unhappy.
Yes, and the tar sands is the one thing that was going to be flowing through the Keystone pipeline, which... The tar sands doesn't do too great up in Canada, because you have to heat it up with water and get out the sand and everything, and then you turn it into really good premium crude. Once you bring it down into a temperate climate and warm it up, it's really, really good. And it's up in Canada, it's just being put on tankers and shipped over to China instead of coming down to us, where it was cheap, reliable oil. And that was the one thing.
Somebody's making a fortune off of all this suffering. Anyway, listen, Brian, I've got other callers waiting on the line here, and thank you for the information. And the problem with the Life Straw is it doesn't last all that long, because it is just a straw. If you are a prepper, you might want to look at a larger capacity water filtering system, because, if there's a power failure and the pumps stop working, you're going to have to go down to the local lake to get your drinking water. All right, we're going to go to Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I have a news flash for Patrick Flattery, whose love life is imaginary love life. It's Stealth Gabbard, who just quit the Democratic Party.
Yes.
And she said they're warmongers. Well, guess what? She appeared on stage in New Hampshire with General endorsing him. He's like one of the worst warmongering guys. He wants to make war with North Korea, China, Russia, everybody, Iran, Iraq. So this was the Free Talk Live guys from Genesis. They went over there to see if she wanted to be a libertarian. And they were just shocked that she was endorsing this warmongering general. So they can't figure out what's going on with her.
Well, I think she's going to run in 2024. And she's trying to build her political bridges now. Now that she's burned the bridge to the Democrats, she's building Republican bridges right now.
You think that's what it is?
Yep.
Okay. The other thing I wanted to say, don't forget, everybody, almost every state has waivers. You can go to your health department and get a waiver for exemption of childhood shots to get into school. Very easy to get.
Maybe. I imagine it changes from state to state.
Right. We have, in Michigan, we have no problem. My granddaughter's not vaccinated.
Well, it wouldn't hurt for people to go look, you know, and say,
exactly.
Can I get a waiver on the mandatory vaccines? You know, or you could move to Florida where it's not going to be an issue at all.
I know I sound funny today. I just tested positive for COVID.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
It's not so bad. It's more like a chest cold, bad chest cold.
Well, you know, the CDC came out the other day and said it really is no worse than the average seasonal flu. So all this brouhaha and fear-mongering and everything was all about selling product.
It's not even really the flu. I mean, I don't feel like throwing up. When I think of the flu, I think of people throwing up and all that kind of stuff.
I don't think we need to get quite that graphic on this show, but again, this whole COVID thing reminds me of the 1976 swine flu, debacle. And there have been numerous cases throughout history where medical practitioners and medical companies, if you will, deliberately start diseases so they can make money selling the cures. I mean, it's not the industry is not without sin. Anyway, Laura, we're going to let you go. And before I take the next phone call, Mike in our control room reminded me that RBN sells the Pro One Gravity Filter at our online store, shoprbn.com, and you can find a link to that from the main page at republicbroadcasting.org. So that's going to be something you may want to look at. Going on back to the phones, we have a few open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Joshua in New York. Hello, Joshua. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. So, two things. We got the Putin with his martial law. Right?
And well, that's what we're being told.
Yeah. Well, the reason why I find it kind of weird is because CNN, first off, was in Moscow. I don't know if you saw it, but CNN reported it with the guy from Moscow. Did you see that?
So, no, I don't watch CNN.
Well, that's fair. What do you call it? Putin, I thought, kicked him out earlier this year. So how are they even in Moscow? Secondly, if Putin really did declare martial law, why is that guy allowed to be in Moscow stating that he's declaring it? Wouldn't he not want his enemies and other people to necessarily know? And why would he allow it? You see what I mean?
CNN and the corporate media have been caught on multiple occasions faking the stories. In other words, they could have shot this guy in front of a green screen and just dropped him over stock footage of Moscow.
Yep. And so the other thing is that they're making Putin look good, though, because they're making the story look bad, because supposedly he's some killer KGB guy who's been, like, tyrannically taking over this country, Russia, who is one of the most powerful and resourceful, and yet he's allowing this CNN dude, who he's supposedly already kicked out of the country, in Moscow to talk about him doing what he's doing while there's supposed to be war going on. I mean, I just don't see how that guy is going to allow that to happen. You see what I mean? That kind of falls apart, everything they were building up without Putin. when they do something.
Well,
like that,
again, you know, we can't be sure that the CNN reporter really was in Moscow because of all the tricks they play with the video and so forth and so on. I don't know that Putin actually declared martial law. Again, you know, everybody's lying about everything on both sides, and that's why we have to be so careful.
And also, what's the difference between emergency, a state of emergency, and martial law? Not much.
They have guns.
Yeah. Okay. And then the other thing was UK trade war, or UK the prime minister stepping down.
Yes.
If they purposely put Liz in there, right, like pushed her in there, and then had her purposely take the fall, because like let's say that was like, she only could choose these options, like she literally had no logical other choice. And then they knew that, and it caused the U.S. economy and others to fail and falter. Couldn't that be looked at as an economic hit, like an economic attack?
Well, I think the economic hit came from Washington, D.C., and not London. Or to be more accurate, it came from New York.
Say that again?
I said, I think the economic hit wasn't triggered by London. I think it came from, policies put in place by Washington, D.C.
Okay. Nigel Farage should probably have something to do with all that. Okay. So speaking of which, what do you think they're going to do now with the prime minister? They're talking about...
Oh, they're going to have another. They're going to have another vote. You know, I mean, they're lining up candidates. Boris Johnson is going to try for a comeback. For all we know, Tony Blair is going to try for a comeback. And they're going to have another vote, and Britain will have another prime minister. And then they're going to have to figure out what they're going to do about the fact that King Charles III is not in the best of health.
Okay, so when it comes to the, 2024, is there going to be elections for 2024 over there in the U.K.?
I don't know what their election schedule is compared to the United States.
Yeah.
And the election for a new PM is going to be within Parliament itself.
Yeah, and it's basically Parliament itself is going to vote for it, so it's no longer going to be the people. So it's kind of like what they do over here in America with, what they were going to do with Trump or whatever, stuff like that, whatever. At some point, they're the ones that do all the voting.
No, it's a different set of rules. It's a different set of rules where, you know, basically the two parties have a public election, and whichever party gains the majority in Parliament, they get to choose the prime minister.
Okie dokie. Well, that's all I'm sure I had to say and all that. So, one more thing. Do you think PBS gave in to Republic Broadcast Network's awesome alternative news, or Republic Broadcast Network? Was bought out by PBS.
I'm sorry, who was bought out by CBS?
No, didn't RBN just recently get bought up by PBS?
No. I wish we could use a cash inflection here, but no, there's no truth to that.
Okay, so I'm wondering if is NPR owned then?
Well, NPR is technically taxpayer funded, much like the BBC.
Okay, so RBN wasn't recently bought by anybody?
Nope.
Okay, so I'm glad I brought that up then. All right, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Fine, and we're going to go to Al in Canada. Al, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Hey. 1991, CNN coverage of the Persian Gulf War with Charles Jocko. Do you remember that?
Vaguely.
You remember the fake sets?
Oh, yeah.
With, you know, these World War One gas masks and... Oh, it's on YouTube. That is still on YouTube, Mike. My buddies and I, we would sit around and watch this. We would drink beer, smoke pot. We were in our 20s, right? And we would laugh our arses off because we knew people believed it. I mean, it was so blatantly, you know, scripted and faked, like fake sets, right?
Well, I remember, I don't remember where I saw it, but I remember there was one story that was on CNN where the talking head was in front of a green screen and the chroma key was out of adjustment. And so this guy was standing there with holes in his head, literally.
Yeah.
Anyway, Al, stay on the line. I've got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Alan Canada, finishing up with him. And Al, just pick up where you left off.
Mike, I sent you a link. All it is just I typed in Charles Jacques, you know, first Gulf War, whatever, on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And they're all there. I mean, this stuff is just hilarious because it's pure BS, Annie. You know what I mean? Anyway,
yeah.
So I called in to talk about this filtering of well water, right?
Yes.
And I'm glad you brought up the fact that, you know, everyone should have their water tested. But I think they should have it professionally tested and before any filtration whatsoever. So you know exactly what's in there.
Yes.
When anyone is setting up a well water filtration system, it should be in stages. And the first stage should take out, you know, the higher, the bigger content particulate. I recommend a 100 micron filter, and you can buy these things. You've seen them, probably. Might you screw the bottom off, and
yes.
you can like these are cleanable. You can clean them, right? Because all
you
the
can
particulate.
Them.
Yeah, well, never mind the backwash. You know that takes a lot of water to do that too. It's best just to, you know, drain the water in the cell, unscrew it, and pull the filter, and then rinse it underwater. Wash all the, you know, particulate off and put it back together. Anyways, I'd go 100, 30, because 30 is the smallest micron value of cleaning filter you can have, right? Okay. And then, like you said, on Amazon, they do sell these pleated filters. They're 5 micron. And these things are big, right? They're about 18 inches, because bigger is better. It'll last a lot longer. And then after that, you know, if you have the taste or odor problem, that's when you put in a carbon filter.
Okay.
And you know, the carbon filter has to be changed probably 3 or 4 times a year. And that pleated filter would probably have to be changed, you know, once a year. But the other ones, you know, you pull them out, you rinse them off, and you put them back in. Water softeners, as you know, you're exchanging salt for, whatever the turbidity is in one's water. I mean, it could be calcium, magnesium. You know what I'm saying, right, Mike?
Right.
And it's best not to even use a water softener, because you're actually putting all that salt into the fresh water supply. It's very dangerous.
Yeah, it's arguable, you know. I mean, people like soft water because they don't like cleaning up the calcium deposits that show up in their bathrooms, kitchen sinks, and everything. And it can, if your water is hard enough, it can eventually shut down the piping going to your water heater and so forth.
Oh, yeah. Like, sounds like the last place I worked for 5 years, we had a deep water well. And, I mean, the water hardness was just off the scale. And we had this big honking 30-foot hospital, what do you call it, dishwasher. It was this big stainless steel thing. It was a Hobart. It was huge. And when it was new, it was probably $250,000. And, you know, of course, this thing runs on water. It's all stainless steel. I mean, everything was stainless steel. This thing was very high quality.
Mm-hmm.
And the water, if the water softeners, and they were Kinetico, water softeners, they were mechanical. And whoever, the guy that invented these, Mike, literally, like, the top of these things were like a Swiss watch. They were gears. And it was all driven by water, like these little, you know, very little. You know what it reminded me of? Like a steam turbine.
Yeah, okay.
Right? Like, no one really cares, but anyway, the guy that designed these things was an absolute genius. But one of the things is these gears, where they were made out of like a hard plastic, and they were driven by water. So if your water has a lot of particulate, it wears out the gears.
Yes, it can. You know,
right?
Without going to let me share something from this side. Without going to huge expensive dishwashers, you know, we do have hard water here, and we sort of figured that out. Indirectly, because we had this little actually this was back on Oahu. We had this steamer, you know, instead of ironing your clothes, you would just hang them on the hanger.
Yep.
This thing would blow steam at them, the wrinkles would come
and
on out.
What was left behind.
Yeah, and you know, we were using regular tap water on that, and sure enough, after about 6 months, the steamer stopped working. And, you know, if you're in that situation where you can't afford a water softener or don't want to have a water softener, you can get distilled water at the supermarket, which is what's recommended for these appliances that use water, because, you know, otherwise they'll clog up.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But, you know, water softeners, like I said, I mean, you're trading one evil for another evil.
Yes.
And the evil that you're trading it for is something that the children will have to figure out how to deal with. Because when you start polluting, and this is really polluting the fresh water supply with salt, it causes a lot of problems. Aquatic life does not like, you know, freshwater aquatic life does not like salt water.
Yeah, but we do have saltwater sea life as well. Anyway, listen,
yes, Al,
gotta
you
let
for
you
your
go.
Time, Mike. I hear the music.
Yeah, we gotta take a break for commercials. 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did.
And welcome back to our show here. We're going to go to the phones. Tom in Florida, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, Mike, how you doing? Good day. Yeah, before I get going here, to the one guy, CNN, when I think of CNN, I think of Dodo, or Cuckoo. Anybody who watches CNN's got to be a little, you know, one of those. But anyway, Mike.
Or they're stuck in an airport waiting room.
Exactly. Right. You got it. Now I'm going to go to the last caller. Every day for the last 6 months, all they've been on the commercials, it's all about Camp Lejeune. All these people got poisoned from Camp Lejeune, and they got, 100 different diseases from the water. And I guess they're bumbling, but Biden had to appease them, so they signed a bill, I guess, paying like $5 billion for all these servicemen, which is a great thing. I'm all for that. But how can the water have been so polluted from since 1953 till 1987? I just don't understand that one. And then I remember Flint, Michigan, you had the water all polluted in that whole city where kids were dying and insanity. And Mike, nobody got arrested for none of this nonsense. None of these nincompoops. Now, Mike, before I get going, I want to say this. And I want to go on to about our military with what was said today by Secretary of State Pompeo. Well, before I go there, Mike, have you seen the news what they're doing with hockey now, the NHL, and Bubba Wallace with that NASCAR? I mean, Mike, I told you this years ago. This is all, oh, you're a racist. Oh, you're a racist. Well, now they say that 50% of the hockey players basically should be black, okay, and they need to teach them, give them hockey sticks and let them play in these ice arenas, okay?
Yeah.
And NASCAR should be, like, I guess, 50% or just under 50% all black drivers. I mean, Mike, what has this country come into? We have become insane. Oh, look at our military, Mike, how woke it is. Mike Pompeo said it today. We're woke. If we had to fight a war, Mike, our military in the next 20 years, it could probably be half, like you say, the brown people are going to be taking over the whole military. That's what we'll begin. Our United States military will be mainly white males ain't going to want to fight no more in the next 20 years. They'll be so woke that they won't even want to join the military, so it'll all be a bunch of illegals that are coming in here, and one day will be our fighters. This is insanity,
well,
Mike.
They dumbing down our country.
They dumbing down white America and Northern Europe.
Tom, I think at one point that was part of the plan, but the Army did put together a unit of illegal immigrants saying that, you know, when you finish your service time, you will get a green card. And they basically found that the illegal immigrants were not motivated. They don't really love this country. They're just here for the opportunism, you know, and a possibility of a better life. But they don't have the emotional connection to the country that those of us who lived our entire lives here are going to have. And the project was eventually scrapped.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Way to put it. Absolutely right. These people don't have a loyalty to this country. Exactly right, Mike. We're facing annihilation with this. With 2 weeks, it all comes to an end anyway. I believe Donald Trump's going to win. I hope he picks Marjorie Taylor Greene as the VP because I think she'd be a good candidate for that position. This Mike Pence is a sellout. I don't trust him for nothing. And Marjorie Greene would be tough. But as far as what's her name, Tulsi Gabbard ever being anything in the Republican Party, she'd be a doll. She would be as another Mitt Romney, Mike, a rhino. We don't need her. She can go as an independent now. I think she'd have much better platform as an independent. Now, Mike, going
yeah,
back
but
to the
you
NHL,
know how the system is rigged against independent candidates and independent parties.
Yeah. And I do want to go to the UK in a minute, Mike, and what I saw in the news today, and I agree with one writer, what's going to happen in the UK with this, the globalists taking over the UK. And we know who that is, but I'm going to go down in a minute. But here, going back to the NHL and NASCAR, Mike. NASCAR, okay, the guy had Bubba Wallace got in a fight. The same guy that said there was a noose on his garage. He gets in a fight with a white driver. So now we know what the terminology racism means. A race. NASCAR race. What does a race mean? You go in a race, you try to win the race.
Yes.
Every guy's trying to win their own race. Okay? Blacks want to win their race. The Browns are trying to win their race. White America better start trying to learn how to win their race. If not, Mike, we're all going to be doomed. Now, the Jews got it down pat, my opinion, Mike. I'll tell you why. Look what's going on in the U.K. with the Rothschilds. That's who's running U.K. It ain't the British people. It's the Rothschild family who's running the whole bit of Europe. And they're the ones probably will get us into an annihilation with Russia. And, Mike, let's not kid ourselves. And I want to ask a question. I was listening to another show on RBN, and the guy host was talking about, I want you to fill me up in on this. The guy was saying that in World War II, Hitler did arrest some of the Rothschild family, and he took all their possessions. But he didn't get a whole bunch of money, Hitler, but he got all their paintings and all their properties. What was the story on that, Mike?
Well, I know that the Nazis, as a matter of policy, were stealing artwork everywhere that they went. And that as part of his plan for the New Berlin, Hitler had designed a grand museum of the Reich. And he wanted to basically fill it with treasures from around the world. Not an unusual idea, because if you've ever been to the British Museum, most of what is on display there has been looted from other countries during Britain's various wars.
Yeah, Mike, I want to ask you a question. I remember seeing this. Mike, when Adolf Hitler was dead, who took over Germany for that little bit of time where they were having the tribunals? Who took over?
Dernitz.
Who was the guy? I forgot it. Huh?
Dernitz.
Dernitz. Okay.
Yeah, he was the commander of the U-boat forces, and then he was basically, when Hitler committed suicide, so we are told, Dernitz became Führer to basically negotiate the surrender of Germany.
Okay, yes, correct, Mike. And Dernitz also told, he told Truman, now who would you rather have to deal with, the communists or the Nazis? And Truman one of his, I don't know if it was Truman or one of his secretaries that he sent out to talk to Dönitz during the negotiation, he says that was, he couldn't answer the question. So it was either he had to swallow the pill, is either who we fight, who would better off us to be tried to ally with, the communists or the Nazis. And believe it or not, Mike, if I'm not mistaken, I saw that on a clip that Dönitz told them, and if I'm not mistaken, Mike, Patton literally went into the Weimar Republic or whatever, and he started his own Bavarian army? Is that true?
I don't know if he started his own army, but following the surrender of Germany, he was lobbying to simply turn around and head for Moscow. And
that's right. It's in the movie.
Well, and yes. Then, of course, he got into that horrible car accident, or it may have been an assassination attempt, and he was a quadriplegic for a while after that until he died.
Well, in the movie with George C. Scott, Mike, if you remember, in the very end, George C. Patton says we fought the wrong sons of bitches. You remember that, Mike?
Patton did have that attitude. You know,
if he would have known if he would have known back in 1943 what the real enemy was, Pat would have turned his army around and went into Russia.
Well, he wanted to do that. I mean, there was a split in the government and the military over who was the bad guy. One of the reasons that Roosevelt got us into World War II was to help Stalin.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. Now, Mike, going back to the UK here, I believe a bunch of people, even on some of these news sites, are saying that the globalists are going to take over the UK, and it's all going to stem from the Rothschild family. And they're going to be dictating the not King Charles, it will be the Rothschilds dictating what's going to happen in Europe, especially England. And I do believe that. And Pompeo was out today on Breitbart and Newsmax basically telling the American public, if we were to go to war right now with China, we might get our asses handed to us because our military's woke. And we don't have...
We're getting that from multiple sources, and the being able to prevail against either Russia or China is problematic, but to take both of them on at the same time would be suicidal.
It would be suicidal, Mike, and, our military is not run by, the generals now are so woke, it's impossible to see, I think about having victory other than maybe all-out total annihilation for the whole world. Because Mike, we got great equipment and all that, but we're losing it, man. If I'm not mistaken, I saw that our Air Force is number two now in the world.
We've had a couple of reports like that. Our military is considered very weak and ineffective, despite all the trillions of dollars they cost. This is not the right time for the United States to be getting involved in a world war. We're not going to win this one.
Yeah, Mike, and look what they're trying to do to the military and the Air Force, especially with their pilots. They're basically trying to say you got to be multicultural. You can't have all the guys for 100 years have been flying planes in their bloodline. It's the same with hockey. It's the same with football. It's the same with everything. It's crazy. It's crazy what's happening in our country. It really is. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And, Mike, there was a great player that came out of the state of Indiana, came Larry Bird. Okay?
Yes.
And I remember
the movie Hoosiers is about him. Gene Hackman.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was the Larry Bird story.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Mike, there's thousands of guys like Larry Bird out there because we're in bigger population numbers, but you know what? They don't want to promote them. And already these kids are so woke now, they don't want to be like a guy. You can't find a guy like Larry Bird anymore. Because he was a hard-nosed...
I beg to differ, during summertime, hear the basketballs bouncing all around the neighborhood.
I know that, Mike, and I agree, but I'm saying they don't want to promote it in the NBA. Mike, let me ask you a question, and I'm not trying to be racist or nothing, but if white American kids like Larry Bird would have stayed up till 1 o'clock in the morning playing in basketball leagues, what would happen? If you had hundreds of thousands of kids out there playing 12, 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, playing basketball in leagues all night. Don't you think you'd have great players? Do you agree?
Well, there is a reality we need to touch on here. And, lately we've been talking a lot about race versus intelligence, IQ and race and so forth and so on. But the flip side of that argument is that overall, on average, black kids are taller, stronger, and faster than the white kids. And so being a meritocracist, you know, we see these athletes. I mean, once they broke the color barrier in professional sports, it became inevitable that they would become the majority of the players just because of ability. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that.
Well, Mike, I kind of have to disagree with you. I agree to disagree with you because I would have to say, number one, Mike, you're wrong about the height. There's the You got white American males that are as tall as any Afro-American. Matter of fact, the biggest men in the world are actually white people on the average, okay? So I would disagree on that. I also disagree about speed. If you looked at the Olympics last couple of years ago, the guy from Norway was winning all the races. He won 3 gold medals, Mike.
Yeah, does the name hurdles. Jesse Owens ring a bell?
Great athlete. Great Afro-American
yes.
athlete.
Okay.
Yes, of course he does. The Berlin Games, yes.
All right,
okay.
Listen, Tom,
Mike,
I've given you
Mike,
enough
Mike,
time to rant
this.
About race and everything, and we're getting close to the end of the show, and we got a bunch of callers, so thank you. And we're going to go to Lauren in Ohio. Hello, Lauren. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I just have to laugh a little bit because you keep getting the kind of the white, oh, well, blacks have a higher propensity to crime and a lower IQ. You can't give them the basketball, though, huh? And, I mean, I don't agree with any of that. Hey, there's tall people, there's short people. Hey,
yes,
if you've got skill, show it. Okay?
I'm pretty good with the keyboard and a microphone.
There you go. I'm about the meritocracy. Hey, it ain't bragging if you can do it. Show
but
yourself.
That's true.
Everybody. But I was calling about the water situation. When you look at those cheaper water systems, the problem with those, because I've used everything, okay? I'm on a farm with a well, and we have to filter our water. But what you find out is if you can't get those replacement filters, and they're dirty, they're filthy within a month.
If you
can't get the new ones, you are out of luck, just like he was with a piece of equipment that he bought, and he can't get the piece that he needs. Jay McCanney is somebody who supports Republic Broadcasting. He's on every Wednesday with John Moore in the second hour. I had him on with me last October 8th was my last show on my Revelation Revolution. Jump on there in the archives October 8th, and he goes through all of the different products he has. It's not just water, whole house water systems. The filters are reusable. These things work for years. I mean, I use a bunch of his filters in my Berkeys and stuff. Because they take out fluoride and arsenic without a secondary filter. And, you know, he's trying to make us be able to take care of ourselves. So he has the grow towers that you can put in small spaces. It sprays the roots of the plants every 24 hours, you know, every hour. So you don't have to have these big tubs of water. It's small. It's compact. You can grow a lot of food in a small space for people in, like, apartments and whatnot. And then he has, of course, the wing generators, which will literally give you power like oil power, deep power, not that little silly solar, you know, blow on the wind, that kind of thing. These are serious. These things, 2, 3, 5, 10, 25, 50, and 100 megawatt generators. You could run cities on these things if you order the bigger unit. So there are things we can do. And the way to win is not, you know, I listen to Tom, and it really does drive me crazy sometimes. Because it's like this recounting of all this crap that they're doing to people instead of let's just stop waiting for them to do anything right. They're criminals. To keep expecting them to do right. Even Trump, he got elected on Lock Her Up, and he got into office in 2 weeks. Hillary's his best friend. Their kids grew up together. Oh, they're nice people. I mean, you should learn the lesson. When Bill Clinton bitch-slapped me, he said, no NAFTA. And then 6 weeks after he got in that office, he got NAFTA with a lame duck Republican Congress. Well, you know what? I felt the sting on that one, and it didn't happen again. We need to learn from our mistakes. Stop counting on these people. Take what money and resources you have right now and turn it into something that will cause you not to have to spend money and to be able to have your power and water, even if they've got the power off, because he's got water evaporation, you know, like you can pull the water out of the air. It filters
yes.
it, you drink it. So we have options.
Solar
stills. You know, solar stills. Ooh, okay. But,
yeah.
Anyway, that's all I was calling about. And I just, if we would spend more time focused on what we can do for ourselves and less time focused on what they're doing to us and what we should be doing to each other. You know, it's like the Indians. They were a bunch of different tribes, but they were all Redskins. You see how they got treated when all these white people got up in here? Now, how do you white people think you're going to be treated? You got Muslims in here breeding you out 6-1. They got 6 babies for every 1.8 you have.
Yep.
Grudgingly. And they want their babies. And they raise their babies. And they don't allow them to abuse and put sex and smut. Those Islamists in California, they shut the school down.
Yeah, they did.
And let their children be taught all this perversion. And they have perversion in their culture, for goodness sake. So, you know, we have the power, but we've got to act on it. So I appreciate your time. I'll get off so other people can call.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. And we're going to skip our last commercial break. And we're going to go to Pat in Fort Worth. Hello, Pat. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. I can't talk that fast, but what I'll tell you is I got perturbed about Beto saving all his money. Robert Francis O'Rourke, so he could do TV ads and tell people things like, you know, your children need to be safe in school. Well, you know, I just sent Abbott a letter, one on his website, and they said they want your comments, you know, and you put the category and I said elections. And it was a long one. I hope it fit in. But the point was that Beto, they're selling a shirt for Beto, and it's all rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
Rainbow Texas, Rainbow America, and Rainbow Broken Cross. And an upside down cross is not peace. It means it's you reject Jesus forever. That's what the upside down cross.
I thought that was also the cross of
okay,
the cross of Saint Peter because he was crucified upside down.
Okay, all right. Anyway, what I told him was, look, just go on TV and I have some quotes of Beto where he said that he's going to take our guns. That ought to do it for Texas. But if it doesn't do it, I said, go to Conservapedia and put in Beto. You'll see everything a guy stands for and just tell it. And don't ever let anybody put a rainbow flag around you. Don't ever do it. You never know when they could photo op something, you know.
There's a lot of cheating going on there. You know, of course, avoiding rainbows is very hard to do in Hawaii because it's on the license plates. It's they used to call our college teams, you know, the Rainbow Warriors, and then because the homosexual community appropriated rainbow, they just said, okay, we're the Warriors now, you know, the Kanes.
They have taken the rainbow, and that's all it means anymore. And they came to my neighborhood, older men and older women, and they had rainbow stripes across their white T-shirt. They're coming from Beto. I said, you get away from here. This is a family neighborhood. Get away and don't come back. I don't think they did. Hispanic.
Okay.
Hispanic neighborhood. So, you know, they thought, well, they're stupid. You know, it's okay. Well, anyway.
All right. Well, listen, Pat, we're getting close to the end of the show, and I'm going to let you go and try and fit in two more phone calls. John in Colorado, welcome to the show. Thank you for waiting patiently, and what's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, happy Friday. Been great callers. It's funny listening to him. I wish I could bring up all this stuff. Tom, he's good. You got to be able to time limit sometimes, especially toward the end. But, you know,
yes.
Let him say a few words. Anyway, I liked Lauren. She's great. Quick thing, and I read this years ago, that asking Muslims, I said, well, let's keep having our families, you know, like the U.S., they're going to go down because of that. Don't worry about that. Or abortion, all of that stuff. As far as water, I've been dealing with this for a long time. I do with johnellis.com. If you ever got time, look it up. It's been a great, helped me a lot with what it can do and what it can, you know, it's not expensive. You look at it over. All the things can be done with it. Other than that, all the stuff with CNN, it was Joshua from New York. He says,
yes.
I just asked, why you watch him? You going to trust, you know, whether they invent it somewhere else on a green screen? Don't know that for years. That's not it. So anything stuff, like I said, I've been listening to American Free Press, the Spotlight, and going back 50 years, almost 50 years. At least I get some good, and then you can know it's hard because they're not purchased. And how does PBS survive? Because we pay it with our tax dollars. So anyway, stuff like that. Keep it going, Mike. Keep it up. Keep the good work up.
Doing my best.
Have a nice weekend, Claire.
All right, same to you. Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to go to Tom in Utah. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Tom, Mike. I said Tom and Utah. I'm talking to myself. Anyway, I discovered that there's another mechanism to get information out that seems to be okay, not censored like the YouTube and the others. That's change.org. Mm-hmm. So I'm encouraging people to go to change.org. And of course, in my case, they can, you know, plug in arson in Utah or meadowsfire.com. But they ought to look at change.org to see if it would help them in their efforts. Because, you know, the other media seems to be censoring people and dumping their,
yes,
their efforts.
They are.
But change is, appears to be still open. So I encourage people to go to change.org. And if you want to, please look into the case where I'm defending an individual in meadowsfire.com. If you put in the search term meadowsfire.com, that will find the case. But as you're in there in change.org, you can see whether change.org might serve you in your issues. Anyway, that's basically it. I just invite people to go to change.org, see if it works for your efforts in educating the public.
Okay, well, thank you for the information here, and thank you very much for the phone call. And I've got a couple more news stories to do here before the end of the program. Over at the Social Security Administration, the acting commissioner, Kilolo Kijakazi, has announced that the agency will now offer people the option to self-select their sex on their Social Security number record. Well, I guess from the Social Security Department's point of view, it doesn't really make any difference because it's the number that's the important part. But they're definitely playing politics, saying, you know, you can put whatever gender you want on there. You don't have to provide any proof of your sex designation. Just let your imagination run wild here. And as I've said on many occasions, I'm coming out of the closet. I identify as a coat hanger. And meanwhile, very interesting story coming out of Nature.com. They're looking at all this work that's being done to directly connect computers and human minds, part of the transhumanism agenda, a Neuralink, and so forth and so on. And so now they're starting to have the discussion about what human rights would apply to a merged computer brain hybrid, if it were. Would it have all of the normal human rights? Would they have none? Would there be some kind of a blend? Personally, I don't feel like elevating the computer above the human mind, so I lean toward, you know, even if you've got Borg implants, you still have all of the rights granted by the Bill of Rights. Okay, there's the music we're playing now. We are at the end of the show. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Mark Dankoff is taking the microphone. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Have a very good, safe weekend, and we'll be back on Monday. Aloha, America.
John, I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.